Tell them about your experiences with the museum, and since you were just a 7-year-old.
It was great. I just thank the museum for letting me come out there and being myself, getting to dig up everything with y'all and y'all explaining how the process is and stuff.
The Doss Ranch site is kind of special because there are actually parts of 3 dinosaurs found there. And we figured that, how would you figure that out? Any ideas on how you might figure out that you have more than one dinosaur?
Well, one way that we did, we found more than the jawbones. We found multiple jawbones. We found the complete skull, but we found multiple jawbones and multiple different bones. And so we knew that there were at least 3.
And the dinosaur bones tell us a lot about the dinosaurs as living, breathing creatures that lived so long ago. But remember the stuff we were digging through? It told us a little something about what the physical environment was like, where that skeleton happened to end up. What were some of the other things we were
Yeah,
finding?
we could find fish scales. We found alligator scutes, which are the kind of the armor plating of alligators back in that time. Also, probably, can you think of any more, Thad, to some of the things that.
I think there were lots of little fish scales, those little funny kind of rectangular, triangular fish scales. So it looks like Tyrannosaurus died somewhere upstream and its body was washed on down, along with two of its contemporaries, into a bay or a brackish
Right.
lagoon.
Right.
Which when you find those oysters, that's a real good clue that
Yeah.
this was kind of brackish water.
And we're forgetting about our big turtle,
There you
too.
go.
We found pieces we thought were dinosaur skin as we brought in a few of the first pieces, and as we later found out that it was turtle shell. So there is a big turtle, about a washtub-sized turtle, that was found right close to these 3 Tyrannosaurus dinosaurs.
And there's a historic content to this whole thing because back in the late 1800s, when Robert T. Hill was doing a traverse of North Texas and studying the geologic layers, aren't there records that he found some dinosaur bones near
Yes, this is in
Lambert Switch? Where is Lambert Switch?
Lambert's Switch is just about a mile east of where we found these dinosaurs, and this is in the 1800s, I believe.
Late 1800, 1890 or so, I
And
think.
the bones have disappeared, so we don't know, but we've got that record that there is some great history there.
Okay. With that, I think you've got a question, and I'm going to move on.
Hi, kids. Who discovered the Tyrannosaurus? A. Christopher Columbus. B. Sherlock Bones. C. Thad and Ted Williams.
All right.
D. Nolan Ryan. Got the answer? Is that your final answer?
No.
The answer is C. Ted and Thad Williams.